I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, Eric Bickle, and Jason Bishop. A little bit later in the show, we got Jerry Palm to talk a little college hoops. NCAA tournament approaching quickly. We'll see if the Terps are in, according to Jerry Palm, bracketologist. We'll also talk some Caps hockey with Lars Eller, center ice with Lars Eller at 8:40 every Tuesday, and we're going to reconnect with AWOD at 9:20. Adam Epstein joins the show at 9:20. I know that Drab wanted to book him because of some recent dating woes, which to me is not recent. Yeah. It just seems to be ongoing.
Correct. Yeah.
No, but I do think he's going backwards. I think that COVID, look, it's crushed everyone, but I think it's really crushed him. He went from not caring to going to New York City in the middle of the height of death. Just not a care in the world, to now he's Zoom dating chicks a year later.
But he does seem to have a little bit more going career-wise because he's making a little more money elsewhere as he moved over to Podcast Village. And I'm hearing him regularly on Saturdays. Remember, it used to be a big deal when he would just do the one fill-in show per year.
Yeah.
Now he's coming on every Saturday.
Right. Yeah, that'll dry up at any moment. Every show could be his last show. I hope he knows that. That's just my instinct. CK is being very, very charitable.
I will say he is kind of fun to listen to.
He's got energy.
He has a lot of energy. He doesn't know what he's doing. He still started his show on Saturday talking to his board op Ryan saying, what should we talk about? And then spent the first 10 minutes of his show talking about tennis.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Way to grab the audience. Tennis, wildly popular.
Well, I mean, was he talking about Serena kind of or something?
No. He gave his top Open, five young tennis players.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I have to steal that for golfers.
Yeah, he still over-screams a little bit. I heard his interview with Pete Haley. But, you know, good for him. We'll reconnect at 9:20, see what's happening with AWOD. Drab wants to attack him about his dating. Again, we even brought this up yesterday because he is a cat guy. That can't help your profile when you're a dude with a cat.
Scientific documentations tells you otherwise.
You know what
he
made
needs
me
to ditch the cat.
Laugh about that is that I told him about that story that we talked about on the show and mentioned him, and he said JP brings up that story every 6 months.
It pops up every couple of times.
An evergreen story for JP.
You know what? And it always fits with him.
Hey, new studies. Sometimes there's sometimes there's conflicting data. That's called confirming data.
But here's his claim, though, is that when the occasional drunk chick that does show up at his place, they do like the cat. That's his claim, anyway.
Whatever.
Yeah, but they never stick around.
He never listens to any of the good advice he's given. I mean, didn't we bring in like a dating expert months ago?
Yes.
That said, stop throwing up like the bro-y signs during all of your pictures. And what does he do? Every time he takes a picture, he's throwing up a peace sign, or he just looks like a donk. He never takes advice. He doesn't listen to people that are trying to help him.
He makes Andy Katz look like Brad Pitt. So that also, you know. That's another
Andy Katz getting a lot of run today.
Yeah, he is.
Poor Andy.
Not in a good way either.
Andy Katz, very good at his job. Very good at his job.
Really good at his job.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
really good.
Really yeah. bad at combing his hair.
Can't all be looking at junk.
At least he has
I'll
it.
Stop. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. He has got right. a leg up on me there. I will stop assaulting Andy Katz.
So did you guys read the article which Drab sent us this morning about the perfect
I'm
age?
I'm perusing it, yeah.
So Cakes, did you read it? I want to see if somebody didn't catch it, what their
not,
guess
I have
be.
Not read.
Okay, you didn't read it.
No.
Are you aware of what it says in the outline?
No.
No.
Okay, so, and neither are you, Jason. So no. Eric and I do know, so let's get your guess.
All right.
If you could freeze time, what is the perfect age in life?
The perfect
Maybe you haven't
age.
Gotten there yet.
Well, now, what are all the factors? Everything?
Everything.
Yeah.
Your whole life curve. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Because instinctively you say like college years, right? I think most people like early 20s.
The problem with the college years is
you
would say
no
it's
money.
The most unbridled fun, but you don't have money.
You right,
you
no
can't really
yeah, but
do
I was
anything.
Just as happy. I had less stress.
Okay.
Much well, less stress.
For right, you,
there's,
maybe
there's
it's
just
the
different
college.
Factors. Okay.
But you
your,
know,
your, your body are. Rebounds very quickly.
right.
Yeah, I mean,
that's true.
11,593 is pretty much documented. That's my
You don't have to really worry about what you eat.
Yeah, I just ate salt and vinegar chips and Twinkies yeah. every day.
All right, the perfect age. Now, who's this according
to? Sounds like a good diet.
Who did this study? Who's this according to?
2,000 Americans.
I'm going to say
yeah,
this,
just,
I'm going to say the
it
age.
It sounds like
that
a family feud survey.
They came in on
this is the age that you would remain at this age forever.
I'm going to say like 33. Larry Bird.
Jason, what would your guess be?
You can remain
you can
this
stay
age
at this
forever.
Age forever.
Frozen in time.
See the financials. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go older than that. I'm going to go. I'm going to go 40.
Right in the middle, 36. 36 is a sweet spot. See, 4 out of 10 Americans say they wouldn't go back to their 20s, and that probably has to do a lot with the financials. Plus, in your 20s, you still haven't had your kids.
Right.
You know, by 36, all of us had kids.
Correct. Yeah, but I wouldn't have had all of them.
You would have had all of them. No.
Yeah, donk off one or two of them. Yeah. I think if you look at it selfishly, plus put in like your wisdom, like what you've learned about life.
Right.
Not only sort of like your
if you knew then
feeling,
what you know now.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd say that's pretty good age. I'd
and
say
I think
early
36.
30s.
It's mostly before you really start breaking down. Like, when you're 36, you're not physically where you were when you were 26. But at 36, yeah. you can still be in your prime. Look at LeBron James.
Well, he's
well,
a freak.
He's nature. A super freak.
yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, okay. Come on. Can you come up with a more relatable comparison?
Right, I'll come up with one.
No, I think Chippy's generally right. When you hit 40 is when it really starts to fall apart.
At 36, I did my boxing endeavor. It didn't work out well in Under the Bright Lights. But I weighed in at 156. I got in peak condition. I just choked in the ring.
I think you're generally right.
After 36, I ran a marathon. What? Cakes, you were close to 40 when you ran a marathon.
I
well,
think
I
it's
can tell 40, you that
it's not my peak.
44.
It's not my physical peak.
I can
physical
tell you
peak was probably about 20.
At 36, I wasn't having dinner at 5. And I
wasn't, you weren't smarter then.
There was a night last week. I didn't tell you guys this. I was up in bed. Now, it was the night I started feeling poopy. All right, so this was – which day did I miss last week, Drabby?
Tuesday.
All right, so this was Monday. All right, so I wasn't feeling great, but I was just tired. I was in bed, not asleep, at 6:45.
Poopiness onset, 6:45.
You go to bed so early.
Not that early.
What does the family do around you? Now, I know one of yours is in college.
My wife was right next to me. She was like, let's go to bed. I'm tired. I said, all right. Well, I went upstairs, started watching TV.
6:45, both of you in bed? That's unbelievable.
I know.
What is your daughter doing?
She was, I think she was working.
Okay.
I think
so
she was
she's kind of independent. She's doing her thing. She has her own
She was
car.
Working that night. And
I mean,
she
she's
got
almost
home
college age. She's right. like an yeah. independent entity.
I mean, she
at
stays
this
up
point.
Until 11:30, midnight, whatever. But
he's shutting down all interaction with his family at 6:45.
That's called
well,
the
that
dream.
Typically, well, typically though, it's probably 7:45, 8.
That was atypical.
Yeah, but typically it's not that much later, maybe an hour.
Last night I was in bed by 8, probably asleep by 9.
That's impressive. Right. That's impressive discipline there.
Well, dude, melatonin rules me. I can't fight it off.
Right.
And I can't not take it. I mean, it's just, it's, it might as well be a big 50-gallon jug just
yeah,
sitting next
to
my bed.
Two melatonin, and I didn't fall asleep for 2 hours after.
Well, you need more.
It hit me in an hour.
Yeah.
Hey, what's
I don't want to. I don't feel, I don't feel comfortable taking more than 10.
As I get older, I feel like when I get up at 5, just to kind of have some energy to talk about the dumb wizards, I need a good night's sleep. Because if I come in here with the sleep that Flame usually has, I'd just be a zombie.
Right. You got nothing. Yeah. I've actually fallen asleep, believe it or not, early the last two nights. But you know what it is I read bedtime stories to Isabella, and then it starts making me drowsy.
Well, that's great. That's amazing.
And then she wants me to stay in the room when she lays down in her bed, and I fell asleep on the floor again last night. And I used to make the move where if I fell asleep in a room and I wake up a half hour later, I'll turn the TV on. The last two nights I've been smart, and I just went right to bed.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. I'm knocking myself out with bedtime stories. You know what? Reading? Way overrated.
Right. It's overrated.
Now, reading
and
to your
it,
kid
it bores
is great.
You. It bores you to
little
sleep.
Stories, but reading, man, that'll knock you out.
Hey, Eric, you said 40 is like when you really start to deteriorate.
Maybe 43.
Just fall off the cliff. What's the first thing that goes?
Well, like, I know the first thing I noticed is when I would do my, you know, I used to run a, you know, a lot more than I do now. I really don't like running at all. I never
right.
loved it. But in the summer, I always run because it's nice outside. I noticed in my 40s, my God, I'm running so slow. Like, I just, it's just something I would do my little 3-mile route. And it's just like, I can't believe how slow I'm running. And you don't realize it. And it just, it catches up to you.
You
don't know, it's weird. And then you're jumping. Like, you're playing basketball. I remember we did an event at maybe Gold's or something. We were playing basketball. I hadn't played in a year or so, or maybe even longer, like a real sort of game.
Uh-huh.
We were just playing with listeners, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm wiped out.
The game speed got to you.
I mean, I'm
you, like, couldn't walk. You couldn't walk for, like, 2 days
well,
afterwards?
No, well,
like, soreness?
No, it's just that,
your
like,
stamina.
Oh my God,
your stamina's.
No, your instincts are slower. You're just, everything's slower.
But that's, yeah. That's also that you hadn't been playing. Like, if you were playing 3 or 4 times a week.
Well, plus,
yeah,
it's because you're dying.
But it's not the same
your
level
body's
that
falling
you used
apart.
To play. You used to catch a ball and take off, and now it's just like, oh, my God. Everything's in slow motion.
Valdez, this is what I'd say for you, because I would push the age back a little further than what EB would say. But I remember going to the gym, and I saw this guy who I hadn't seen in a long time. And he's a few years older than me. He used to coach my daughter in basketball. And he was lifting weights, and I wasn't yet 50. I'm 50 now. And he said something. He goes, dude, when you hit 50, and he was talking about lifting weights, he goes, there are no more gains. It's all maintain. Mm-hmm. You know how you're lifting right now, Valdez, and you can get gains. You can push your bench press up a little bit, and you can do that to some extent at an older age, but generally it's maintain, not
gains. Well, no,
gains.
You can if you're hardcore, like Tony
right.
Horton at 60.
Right. Well,
or like Horse Camp when he did the bodybuilding competition.
Sure. Right.
You're
taking roids,
you can
do it.
But you have to dedicate your life to it.
I mean,
nobody.
Like, it's less than 1% of the population.
Nobody. No, if you dedicate your life to it, you can. Like, I'm on this keto group. We're all these people, they're all these big giant pigs, and they go keto, and they lift like maniacs. And
it's cut them up season.
They look great, but their life is dedicated to it.
Yeah.
Well, look, Drab is beyond 36, right? Drab,
what's he, about 39?
No, I'm 38.
No, he's not 38. That old yet.
He's 38. Close. Do you think you've passed your sweet spot? They're saying the sweet spot was 36.
He's definitely passed his sweet spot. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's downhill from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've got the kids now. You didn't have it when you were 36. You didn't have twins.
I'll be honest. I don't think any of these ages are probably.
Well, it changes with each person. It really
because
does.
Because we've talked about studies before where people say the happiest they've ever been is when they're like 70 years old.
Right.
Maybe.
That's true.
There's some truth
There's
to that.
There's just no chance that's true. Though.
Zippy.
But that's
I
if
mean,
you're in good health.
You're like 8 years close to death. I mean.
Yeah, I mean,
but you probably have zero stress.
I mean,
right.
Yeah,
but
like,
you have zero Fs.
All right, but those 30s.
Why wouldn't you have stress when you know you're going to die in 8 years? How does that make sense?
You don't think about life. You try not to think about it.
I guarantee you there's
working.
Some 70-year-olds that don't feel that
I will think about it. Locke, I will be thinking about it.
It depends on how you're wired, and it also depends on how healthy you are.
Yeah.
If you're falling apart and at the doctor's every week, it ain't the greatest years of your life.
Hey, what's the first body part to go?
Oh, that's easy. Vision. Well, your eyeballs. Hard to see, man.
Eyes, but for
my
me.
My eyes go crazy.
Your dong.
What do you mean by that? Your dong.
Well, the testosterone,
the juices,
the juice.
I think this
mine
natural.
Is still silly. Yeah. I mean, I'm a rock star now.
I'm good.
Jason's
there.
The outlier.
Yeah,
but
Jason's
I need glasses. I'm not breaking bad in my kitchen.
I think you'd be surprised.
What about back? Just,
back ankles for me. Ankles.
I just
I think it depends
that, like,
on where you are. But look, you're also skipping shoulder. Some other things, which I guarantee were factors for people that say they're 30. So in your 30s, you have more money than in your 20s, right? And in your 30s, the reason why it's better than your 40s is in your 30s, a lot of people start losing hair. They start turning gray. They start looking physically older. Like the prime of your looks. My wife looked at a picture of me from when I was like our HFS days. She was like, like she was stunned at how good looking I was back then.
Well,
look
please.
At yourself in you HFS days
look
versus
look
today.
Look at this guy.
Look like
good,
the same
how good looking
douche.
I was.
No, you don't.
Look like
how
the
good
same
looking
guy.
I am.
You know my
unbelievable.
Point.
Unbelievable.
Is that it's now we've got wrinkles. You didn't have that when you were at HFS.
Yeah, wrinkles for guys don't mean anything. They mean nothing.
Yeah. The boys were just jumping on
I just
on
think it's
yesterday
funny that
about how old you look.
We're just talking about getting
well,
old.
Y'all are jealous.
How poopy we are.
Hey,
I'll
do
tell you
guys-
what. I'll take my 401k at age 50 over 36.
You certainly will. Yes.
Hey, do your guys' joints crack all the time? Like when you walk and
certain
just,
things. Like your
I don't really have that.
Your ankles, knees,
my
wrists.
My shoulders are really starting to give me problems.
Yeah,
that's been happening to me since I was a teenager.
I'm going to physical therapy for my shoulder right now. It's just it's a pain. In the I mean, it's every single
shoulder
day.
Shoulder stinks.
Every
you
single
still
day.
Still that frozen shoulder, the chick thing?
No, that's gone. I thought I had it in my right shoulder, but it's not. But it kind of feels the same. But
yeah.
I'm glad I'm getting to it early because, I mean, my frozen shoulder, my left, was a 10-month rehab.
Do you have the inverted W like Strasburg?
Yes. Me and Strassi had the same injury.
Anyway, the study says 36. That's the latest study. I'm sure in 6 months.
Well,
there'll
of course,
be a new study.
You know what? We could take a poll right now for 20 listeners. I guarantee you, it wouldn't be 36. It'd be all over the place.
Yeah, everybody, but it's all—they're all different factors. Like physical prime, I'd say, you know, like 25. But then, like, you know, like financial freedom, 50.
Happiness.
Happy for different reasons.
Yeah, I mean. I probably less stress in my early 40s than I do now. Seems like I have more stress now.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to it.
And then as EB mentioned, the college years are just fun.
For yourself? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You didn't have a care in the world. You could eat whatever you want.
Whatever you wanted.
Stay up until 3 a.m., drink every night. I mean, literally.
I you went do that now, you're going
to
die.
I went to Miami and
you never
Key
thought
West
about
for
dying
spring break with our boy Nate.
Yeah,
me and Nate went. I went with $190 and survived
silly.
A week.
Yeah, all I cared about.
That's like $10,000 back then.
Yeah, 19 to 20. The only thing I cared about in life was having a good fake ID. That's all I cared
that's
about.
All you cared about, right?
I didn't care about school. I didn't care about classes.
Right.
I didn't care about anything other than
all I wanted to
will
do...
this ID get me into this drinking establishment? That's all
we
I cared
go,
about.
We would go on trips or just around town, and we would just find. Free wings at happy hours. That's all we cared about.
There's something to being naive at that age. Just
yeah,
not knowing anything. Not
yeah,
knowing
you
any
know.
Best.
Yeah.
You don't know what
But
like,
now that
the
we
stresses.
Have kids, it's just a totally different world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kids change. They change your life. They change your world. They change your outlook.
Yeah. I mean, it's
they
good. It's all for the better. But it's just a big nightmare underneath it all, too. You know,
well, that's adds
keep
to
the lights on.
That adds to the stress. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Got to take a break. 800-636-1067. You want to chime
that's
in on the AAA Always
combo.
Call Lister Lines. Remember, AWOD will make his return appearance at 9:20. Plus, we got Jerry Palm joining us at 8 o'clock to talk some bracketology as we look ahead to March Madness here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On 106.7 The Fan. Damn, I'm bitter. I just saw in the outhang, as Jason calls it, that we're going to have Walter Goggins on the show tomorrow, and I miss it.
Oh, it's my boy.
I actually watch his new show called, I think it's called The Unicorn.
I don't know Walter Goggins.
You'd know his face.
What's his deal?
He's a great actor.
Not is he in Memento? Yeah. Walton Goggins.
Walton. Sorry. Yeah.
Walton Goggins?
Yeah.
I'm going to be off tomorrow, so you're going to have I watched the show The Unicorn. It's not a great show. Drab actually texted me because he knows I watch sitcoms. It's almost more a drama about a guy who's a widow and how he gets on with his life. And I think it was called The Unicorn.
It's a widower.
Yeah, you're right, widower. The first season was more about like him starting to date. And then in the second season, he's got a girlfriend.
Well, I first knew of Goggins in, like, I don't know, early 2000s because I started watching The Shield. And The Shield was a great television show.
I love The Shield.
With Michael Chiklis. And Goggins.
He's definitely
played
a familiar face to me.
Oh, yeah. He was in Justified. I don't think you guys watched Justified. That was on FX. Another great show. And then he was in Sons of Anarchy.
He's in your wheelhouse, Jason.
He's been in three or four of my favorite shows. I mean, he's just awesome.
You know what he has? He has a huge forehead. Like, he's got, yeah. Like, when you look at him at first, it looks like he's got a full head of hair, but then he's got kind of that Stephen A. Smith where it's, like, really far
right
back there.
And some people like to call it a five head. He's got
really
a five head instead of a forehead. You've
never
heard
that
term?
No. He has a five head?
Yeah, a five head. You never heard that?
No.
I heard it, and it took me a while to process it, but I realize what they're saying is that your forehead is so big, you have a five head instead of a forehead.
Yeah, I've never heard that,
though. It's regressing.
Right.
I'm the only one that has ever heard that?
No, I've heard that. I've heard that 30 years ago.
Of course you have.
I haven't. Sorry.
I haven't heard it either. Hey, so we opened the show talking a little bit about the Wizards, and we put up our Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Do the Wizards make the playoffs? So they are 11-17 after winning five straight. So they're still a couple games back of the eighth seed, but you actually just have to be the ninth seed because now they have a play-in game. So there's a couple teams ahead of them. I think they will make the playoffs because what we're seeing now, and look, I don't expect them to have five-game winning streaks with wins over really top teams like the Lakers very often. But I think what you're seeing now is what you expected before the season. You're seeing one of, if not the best backcourt in the NBA with Westbrook and Beal. And Westbrook, despite his shooting inefficiency, and despite his turnover-prone games, he plays ridiculously hard and gives you nearly a triple-double every night. Last night, he gets 14 rebounds. He gets 9 assists to go along with 32 points. And Beal is just on a mission to be the leading scorer in the NBA. He's giving you 35 points a night. So I think you're going to get that production every night. Mm-hmm. And if you can get one other guy to step up, sometimes it can be Bertan, sometimes it can be Rui, then I think you're going to win a lot of ball games. I'm not saying they're going to be one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, but before the season I thought they could be a sixth seed. I don't know if they have time to climb up that high in the standings, but who knows? They're not that far back if you actually look at it.
No, they're not, but there's still work to be done.
Absolutely.
You know, so I say yes, they're going to be a playoff team.
You might be right. There are teams that are playing better now than they were 3 weeks ago. You know, obviously, like the teams like the Nets, Toronto. Remember how bad Toronto was in the first 2 weeks of the season, 3 weeks of the season? Well, they've won like 7 of 10, and now they're all of a sudden the 5 seed. They were way down a month ago. So that's just the product of the NBA, man. It's that you get runs, and you can't handicap a team in – so what are we, in February? You can't really handicap a team in December like you can in April. So there's still work to be done.
The NBA story that I can't get away from, and I cannot fully wrap my head around. I don't know if you guys have been swept up in it. Is the NBA Top Shot collectibles
crazy?
Everyone's talking
about this. I don't
really
understand the concept. I need the concept just broken down in the simplest terms.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Where it's
video highlights. It's basically the future of trading cards. Mm-hmm. So we grew up with baseball cards. NFL cards and baseball cards. Now, they're highlights. The crazy thing is they're not exclusive. But I was reading about this yesterday that NBA players are buying their own Top Shots of like their highlights. But the crazy one is I tweeted one last night from our Junks Radio account. And it went for an absurd price. And it wasn't even like a great highlight. So this went for $137,000.
I don't get it.
An NBA Top Shot of a play where Von Wafer missed a game-tying dunk in overtime. He celebrated the miss so hard he didn't realize he missed it. Then he slams into his teammate who rebounded the miss, causing the teammate to travel. That highlight went for $137,000.
I don't understand.
Okay, now I don't understand life. Right now. Yeah. I don't understand what's happening on planet Earth.
It's just a digital copy of that play, and you own the rights to it? Is that what it is?
It's not even exclusive rights, though.
So yeah, anybody can buy it.
It's hard to explain, obviously, but it's like like trading cards. Like there's you own like...
Yeah, but why wouldn't I just download that on YouTube?
You know what it is? It's Bitcoin meets trading cards.
Yeah. Is this just NBA or is it all professional sports?
I think everybody's
telling me that I would get into this. But I think it's one of those things where I'm just too old and I'm going to die before I get into it.
I feel like I'm on the dock and the ship has started to sail off and it's at the horizon. Yeah. And I can see it, but I've officially missed it. Whatever it is. It's gone.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're doing it based on highlights, I hope Anthony Edwards of the T-Wolves gets the Top Shot for his dunk over the weekend against the Raptors.
Yeah, what does that go for?
I don't know. That would go for $1 million. This is the greatest dunk I've ever seen. I mean, his chin was at the rim.
Yeah,
I don't get
right
it, though.
On the guy.
I just don't get it.
Well, dude, somebody bought a highlight, a 13-second Zion highlight of Zion Williamson blocking a shot. For $100,000.
Okay, let's just play this out. So you buy the highlight. Where do you put it? Do you have like a special digital page where you can watch it all day? Or like I don't even understand. Do you have like your own museum online?
Why can't you just copy the highlight from YouTube or whatever and then just
exactly
multiple highlights?
You can. Yeah.
But it's not collectible.
Exclusive. The problem is, I think the best way to explain it is
crypto. Can you show me an example of one? Is there a picture of it? Or no, it's just a concept.
Well, yeah, you can click on them and watch the highlight.
Yeah. So it's cropped. Is it cropped into like a little card shape? You know what I mean? Or is it just a full screen
video? The way
I
see it online, it looks like a cube.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's stored in a virtual wallet. So I guess you could show people your wallet, show them what you have.
So it's a flex.
Anybody who buys these, what a waste of money.
Hold on, NBA time. I mean,
but
it's so
dumb. Like exploding. Like it's done. I think it's done like $150 million in sales. Like in a few weeks.
Yeah, look at the chart.
The market's crazy.
I just gave you the chart. It's just skyrocketed. It's like somebody. The crazy thing to me is it's not exclusive. So you could find that Von Wafer highlight, or you could find the Zion Williamson highlight online, but you're not going to have the NBA Top Shot. I don't know. If anybody has this or knows about it, you can chime in. 800-636-1067.
Can you buy and trade him and sell him? Is that the idea then?
Yeah.
I think you can sell him, yeah.
So let's just say
you bought one for $100. You bought John Wall, you know, behind his back or something for $100. You could sell it to someone who's willing to pay $1,000 for it.
Correct.
So I see something here on the website where it says, so you buy your first pack. So you're buying your first virtual pack. I guess I understand it. And so it's like a virtual pack of cards that you open, and then you, oh, I got the silly, and I don't know. And then
that Vaughn
sell
wafer
it to somebody else that thinks it's a big deal.
That wafer highlight was against the Wiz back in the day. Well, look at the Wiz getting some run.
Well, why can't you just package a bunch of clips, you know, and then sell the whole package of it?
You could, Richie.
I guess people have decided.
I don't know. I'm stupid.
Here.
I guess people have decided that this is a collectible.
Why are these things worth anything?
I don't know.
It's just speculation.
Because it's new.
Well, why is a Kyler Murray rookie card worth anything?
I don't know. I'm flummoxed
over here.
Because
there's only X amount of them.
Because there's people willing to pay for
them. So here's the thing,
Jason.
But
that's the thing. There's only X amount of these digital highlights packaged the way they are.
I can buy
the lowest. Someone's offering $150,000 for this Rui highlight? You got to be kidding me.
I told you. It's blowing my mind. I can't stop thinking about it.
Well, hold on. There's some. All right. Here's one. Here's a Rui highlight
for 20
grand.
Is it when he gets hit in the Bozak?
Yeah.
Here's a Rui highlight I clicked on for 20 grand. He's backing a guy down. All right. And he goes, all right, a little left-handed layup. I mean, there's no chance that's worth 20 grand.
Is his eye oozing pus?
Yeah, but it's 20 grand now, and it might be worth 30 grand next week, EB. That's the thing, is it's explode. Like, this is the new – everything is, you know, like day trading, GameStop. Everything is, like, exploding right now.
It doesn't have to make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense that you can find the same highlight, and for some reason on Top Shot it's worth 20 grand.
I don't understand. It looks like the same highlight. Somebody's got it on sale for 3 grand, but somebody else has got it on sale for 37 grand.
You know what? I'm selling junkies Top Shots. Hit me up on Twitter.
As you should.
Yeah, I'll sell the part where I put Icy Hot on my junk.
Eric, I don't understand. Right. I know you don't either. I don't understand the TikTok craze.
I kind of understand it. It's just stupid social
media.
It's just for attention,
right? I mean, I don't understand it, but people get paid millions of dollars to post videos. Millions.
Well, that's because they have like 54 million followers.
I understand, but why? Why are there 54 million followers to one person making a dumb video?
I don't know. Supposedly on TikTok, you can build a following like the fastest of any social media.
I'm sure you can.
But my point is,
I don't get it.
I don't know.
But
it's
I'm an old man. I'm an old man.
Yes.
I mean, I think I get that one. What I was surprised is I saw Paige Spiranak, who gets a lot of run on our show, but nothing compared to the New York Post. I think Valdez is right. Her agent must have a deal with the New York Post because they comment on everything she does. She gets more per Instagram ad than Tiger. And it actually seems kind of low. So she has 3 million followers on Instagram, right? All horny dudes. And she gets
Valdez included.
I follow her. She gets 14,000 per Instagram post. And if you notice, all of her posts are her promoting Top Golf or playing golf with her or the putting thing. So they are all ad based.
Mm-hmm.
And she's smart. I mean, she sexes it up. And then she'll occasionally put in a post where
she's
just showing boobs.
Sure.
But Tiger supposedly makes like 11 grand because he's only got 2.5 million.
I know I'm changing subjects here, but speaking of Tiger, did you see the interview with Nance?
Valdez and I were.
He didn't look right.
We can talk about it and play it when we come back.
He just all right.
Valdez has a theory.
I think I know what his theory is, but okay.
Yeah. Well, we can go through it.
I have a couple theories. It struck me that he just didn't look right.
All right, we'll get to that coming up next. What's the deal with Tiger Woods? But listen, whether you're a platoon leader or a cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org for more information. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. But hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender insured by NCUA.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So you mentioned Tiger Woods, Jason.
Yeah, you want to get to that in a second. But I wanted to mention, Eric, there is a Sports Junkies boost tonight on FanDuel. It's Caps Penguins. It's Caps to win. They lowered the odds from minus 120 to even money. So it's an even money bet. Caps to beat the Pens tonight. Max bets $50. And, of course, if you're not on FanDuel, make sure you're in Virginia, download that app and use our promo codes, EB or Bish. But they are offering the
– Who do they play tonight?
Pens. 7 o'clock.
And it went from minus 120 to even money?
To even money, yep. So they dropped it, $20. Okay. So get in on that.
All right. Take that.
All right, so the Tiger thing, you know, Tiger is kind of the sponsor of the Genesis. And he was obviously unable to play. He's had his fifth back surgery. He's recovering, doing some rehab. And he was a guest during the tournament at the final round on Sunday. And Jim Nantz interviewed him. And what struck me is just his face, like his eyes. He just didn't look right.
Looked all bloodshot. I think he was boozing.
I don't know if he was boozing. Maybe he was. I don't know if it was painkillers.
That's what Valdez thinks.
Yeah,
he thinks he's back on the painkillers.
Yeah, since he just had his surgery, he looked zoned out.
He did. He looked zoned out. He didn't look like
he wasn't focused.
He didn't look like he wanted to be there.
But remember, I talked to you about that video where he was at the Super Bowl,
right?
And he had already had the surgery, and he was with Derek Brooks and E.S. Williams, and he looked happy. So I think he was drinking there, but he was happy, very very happy.
I think that it could be jet lag. You don't know like where he's
could
traveling because he could just be like jumping in to do his interview and be on the premises on Sunday and then flying out to do whatever he's doing. But he did not look good.
He didn't.
But can I give a caveat to that?
Mm-hmm.
So then the next day, David Spade tweeted out some pictures of him playing golf with Tiger. I guess while Tiger was out in the LA area, and Tiger looked better. Like, his eyes look better, and they were actually playing. So God only knows what's going on. I think Tiger always sets the bar very, very low. Like, I don't know.
He's not going to give you everything, no doubt.
Yeah, and then, you know, I just want to be able to play with my kids. And the next thing you know, he's teeing it up, and he's hitting it 320. You know, so.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, Nantz just wanted to ask him, like, well, how's the recovery going? When can we expect to see you back? And. Okay, so here's Nantz and Tiger on Sunday during the interview.
So, Tiger, 7 weeks from today, final round of the Masters. You're going to be there?
God, I hope so. I got to get there first.
You feel like you'll
be? A lot of it's based on my surgeons and my doctors and my therapists and making sure that I do it correctly. And this is the only back I got, so I don't have much more wiggle room left there.
Look, he's slurring his words.
He's slurring his words. I think he's boozing.
Well, he was either boozing or it could be the painkillers, right? He was definitely on something.
He's trying to be funny. I think he may be reading way too much.
No, he's not a funny guy. He's definitely slurring.
If you see his face, if you saw his eyes,
okay.
It's more of a visual.
His eyes are all bloodshot.
It's possible. You might be right. I'm only hearing it. I haven't seen it. But I think that he's charisma challenged, and he's trying to be funny, and – then he's kind of.
Well, he always tries
why is he slurring?
He was slurring his words, talking
but
about his back.
He slurred his words, and his eyes are bloodshot.
Sure,
and you just have to see it.
I do it correctly, and this is the only back I got, so I don't have much more wiggle room left there.
Yeah, that's bad. That really does sound like the guy that got pulled over, you know, when he was on the.
Yeah, he thought he was in Orange County when he was in Jupiter.
I think you're making a big leap. You might be right.
No. Lots of people are making that leap.
I think we're right.
Were there other stumbles?
Well, the whole
interview. All you had to do was look at
the whole interview. Was like that.
Let me hear
like
a little more.
Would be maybe to get one tournament in before that, I guess?
I don't know what the plan is. The plan is right now is just to go ahead and get the MRI and see if the annulus is sealed, if it's scarred over, and then we can start progressing.
He's kind of a mush mouth. It's more of a visual than it is an audio, but there's something there.
So here's a question.
It could be just natural.
You interviewed him.
It could be natural based on the fact that he's got, he had the surgery. Maybe he's popping a couple pain pills a day, but I don't know.
Can we compare it to your audio? I know the Valdez doesn't have it. Can we find the audio of EB and Bish interviewing?
Yeah, but that was weird. Where we were like,
I understand. I just want to listen to the difference in his cadence to see if he's slurring differently or speaking differently.
He's definitely slurring.
I'm not an expert like you guys.
He's definitely.
Also, if you see him, he looks like he did when he got pulled over.
Right.
But then
eyes are so sunken.
But then the next day, Google the pictures of him playing golf with David Spade, and he looks fine. And they're playing golf. For all this talk about, he's already played. He's out there playing.
Hold on. It's not confirmed that Tiger was playing.
He's walking around with clubs.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean he was playing.
He was walking around with an iron on.
Is there any chance David Spade's a good golfer?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't know. He's a little guy. He might be decent.
He was born into a rich family, wasn't he?
You
know anything?
Was that the Kate Spade? Was that his sister or that
yes.
was his sister-in-law?
That was his sister, I believe.
Sister. Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't see the pictures of him with Spade, but I'm just telling you there was something off during the interview.
No, there was something off. It's either alcohol or I told Valdez one of my theories is he could just be so addicted to painkillers that he has these surgeries just so he can have excuse to get on the painkillers. No, I'm not serious. I'm not kidding. He's had so many surgeries. This guy has surgeries like
10.
Joan Rivers would have like facelifts all the time with a surgery. He blows everyone away every year, but maybe that's
yeah, but
his
I don't
way.
Think
like,
he would need to. He could probably get access to painkillers without having a surgery.
Yeah, but this is a lot less.
Yeah, but it's like an excuse. It's an excusable.
It's a total excuse.
I mean, he
right,
knows
it's his
people.
Front.
Right.
Yeah, it's a total like
he
can, excuse.
He can tell his doctor, I need
maybe,
some
I
because,
no
you
idea.
Know, I just had surgery. Instead all of I, just saying, I need some.
All I know is when
he's
I was
had an outrageous
it,
number of surgeries.
I think he's had 10, close to it.
It's not like the guy, is a middle linebacker. He's a freaking golfer.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It
takes
a
toll on the body. It's a lot of
Phil's torque. Older. Phil's older, and I don't think he's had any back surgeries.
No. Yeah, I mean, look, your back can get messed up. There's no question. Fred Couples had back problems. I don't think Fred Couples has had these kind of surgeries. If he's had
I don't think
any.
He's had five.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
I'm sure he's had a couple, but I don't think he's had
it's
five.
It's wild. Something's going on with Tiger, but the proof is in the pudding.
By the way, Cakes, you're correct. David Spade.
Yes.
I saw his handicap. Do you guys want to bet his handicap?
25 to 30. 15.
My guess is 15.
It's listed as 36.
Oh,
big old chopper!
It's almost impossible to be a 36 handicap.
I think that's possible.
I mean, 36
he's not playing
handicaps.
With Tiger.
He's getting two
36.
Strokes a hole.
36 handicaps are literally swinging and missing.
It doesn't make any sense.
Valdez was so bitter this morning when he was talking about it. He was like, "Who's David Spade to golf with Tiger Woods? He's a loser."
I was. I was bitter. That 36 unfunny handicap gets to play with Tiger.
Well, Tiger likes to laugh.
Joe Dirt gets to go play with Tiger Woods. Kind of risky.
It is a weird group, though, right?
You're personally offended.
I was.
It's a weird group.
Is that mean Tiger's going to be in Grown Ups 3?
Like Tiger loves David Spade? That's just weird.
That's a weird combo.
Farley sidekick.
Yeah. What? Man, you're just killing David Spade.
Every time David Spade comes out of the movie, Valdez is in here talking about how great it is. And all of a sudden, he doesn't like him.
So that's part of its jealousy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can tell. So anyway, we'll see. I don't know when we're going to see Tiger, but maybe we'll see him in April.
Real quick, I know we got to go to break. My buddy Mike Walker from BMW Fairfax just texted us, and he said, Jason and I think, and he said he's going to sell virtual BMWs for double the price.
Right.
If anybody wants one.
It's a great business.
You can't drive it, but you can look at it on your computer.
Right.
So there you go.
It's called BMW Top Shot.
Exactly.
There you go.
All right, coming up next, we've been talking a little bit about the Wizards on a winning streak. The Terps are also on a win streak. Mark Turgeon has the Terps winning. Are they an NCAA tournament team? We'll talk to Jerry Palm, bracketologist for CBS, about that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.